You're listening to the Connect for Children podcast, where we talk about pediatric clinical trials in Europe. Nowadays, treatments are thoroughly tested in adults to show their safety and efficacy, thanks to clinical trials. But data for children is often missing. Important aspects such as the correct doses to use for children are often not available. For this reason, dedicated pediatric trials are really important. One of these trials is the CASPER CF study. In this podcast, we're going to explore what's the study about, what's the objective, and how it will be beneficial for children. To answer our questions, we're joined by Jacob Bradbury, graduate research assistant at the Exeter University. What is CASPER CF? What does the name represent? And what disease are we fighting? How does it affect children?
Yeah, so CASPER CF is, so the C is children. The ASPA is Aspergillus, which is an infection caused by a fungus called Aspergillus that we see in both children and adults. But we're primarily looking at that infection in people with a disease called cystic fibrosis, which is often shortened to CF. And that is essentially a genetic disease which causes lung decline, which is heightened by infections such as Aspergillus. So within this study, we are investigating a treatment called posaconazole, which is already used in adults. And what we want to know is this safe and effective to use in children as well as adults? So our overall goal is to improve the quality of life for children that have cystic fibrosis and an Aspergillus infection. So we're testing this medicine called posaconazole, and we're seeing if is safe and well tolerated, so it doesn't create negative side effects that make children feel unwell, but also to see does it actually help increase the quality of life and stop that damage to the lungs that we often see with children that have this infection.
You mentioned cystic fibrosis is a genetic disease. What does this mean and what are the symptoms?
So cystic fibrosis is caused by a lack of a very specific protein, which everyone else in the general population will have, and this protein functions fine. But in people with CF, it's either missing or it doesn't quite do what it should do. And this means that there's a lack of salt balance across different parts of the body. And in particular, where this is lacking is in the lungs. So there's not enough salt in the lungs, and that means that there's not enough water because the salt and the water like to be in the same place. And this generates mucus, which is the not very nice stuff that you cough up when you have a cold or a cough. This stuff becomes very sticky, and that sticky mucus is a really nice place for infections to grow. And when we see those infections in people with CF, that can lead to lung scarring and decline in lung function. So lots of different bugs can cause this, but one of those bugs that we're particularly interested in is the Aspergillus infection. So we want to be treating the Aspergillus infection so that people with CF can maintain good, healthy lives.
What are the next steps for CASPER CF?
So CASPER CF has just opened its first sites. So that means hospitals across Europe are ready to start screening children, which means looking for the infection, which is really good. So we're hoping to open lots more sites. So we've currently opened two, and we have a kind of total number around 30 that we could open. So that will be the next step, will be opening all of those. And then after that, we move from the screening phase where we're looking for this infection to the intervention phase where we actually start treating it and asking the question about whether this drug does do what we hope that it will do, which is improve the quality of life for children with Aspergillus and be safe.
So in the CASPER CF trial, you're currently investigating a promising new treatment. Why is it challenging to set up such trials for children?
I think setting up a pediatric trial is particularly hard because we're very good at setting up trials. As a society, we've got very good at doing adult trials. We know how to do them, but children in particular have an extra set of needs that go on top of that. You're working with families, the children themselves. Children are not the same as adults, and therefore there is an extra step and extra protocols that need to be followed within that. Most trials are aimed at adults, and that's why C4C as an organisation is really important to bridge that gap between adult trials that we're really good at doing and children trials that we are, I think, as a society, developing our skills at. And that's C4C's primary objective, is to increase our wealth of knowledge and our practices that we develop. So that's been difficult. Obviously, we are there to learn, we are there to make mistakes, understand how to do this best. But that's been something that's been really fruitful from this trial, is that we are learning those steps so that trials in the future can be more successful from the beginning.
That was all for today's Connect with Children podcast. By supporting clinical trials, we're working towards a world with better medicines for babies, children, and young people. To find out more, visit our website connectwithchildren.org or follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time for more great content.